I mean, for me, there's a certain peculiarity in that notion of last words, since you can prepare them all your life. I mean, the last is something that tells you when it is, not you don't tell it. I mean, you may still need a bedpan when you've got your words all ready and pronounced. You know, you may have said them and then live on. For me, this is very frustrating. I've been prepared. And then, you know, you would say, I really need the bedpan, and then you would die. No men's amen. April is National Anxiety Month. I don't know if you knew that. And I have one. I have one that when you need an envelope, you have to get 50 or 100 of them, and you go to the drugstore, because America's a strange place. That's where you go for your envelopes. And you go down the aisle, you find the envelopes, and they're in a bag with a twisted seal around them, so no germs should get in, you know, in advance. And then you take your envelopes up to the register, and she says, what do you want to put it in? she says, paper or plastic? Now, if you ask me, an envelope is already a bag. You got 50 bags in a box, in a bag, and she wants to know what kind of bag you want around it. And at the heart of this whole enterprise is a big missing thing. It's the big unwritten letter. This is my anxiety, that there's a hole at the heart of this whole thing. And even if you can write the letter that fills all those holes, even if you get that far, even if you get it and you seal it and you walk out of your house, you still have to go and put it in this big, gaping, blue jaw. And then there's the even worse thing. That is, the thing that came from nothing and now is something goes back into nothing again, but it goes into a nothing from which it is forever irretrievable. I mean, it has become something forever somewhere else. It's terrible. The unspeakable has become the unrevisable. You can't get it back. I find this very scary. But it's April. No men's amen. That's this poem, you'll see. And you know, no men, you know, is the Latin word for name. But I like that it has no men in it, just as amen does. No men's amen already. The end of the sender's indecision, all those scintillants of posse active weltering, retailed into intent, bent into envelope, then spat on, stamped, and dumped in the post bin. Message to the world in a word, never aftered, never again to be undone.